Kondo, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This Friday evening, we continue, for your listening pleasure, The Adventures of Kondo, the Magician. And tomorrow, Saturday, be sure, be very sure, you put the soap we make for washing clothes and dishes at the top of your weekend shopping list. The name of that soap is White King. It's a wonderful soap for washing clothes because those tiny White King granules make lots of suds in either soft or hard water. They wash off surface dirt, wash out hidden dirt. In fact, dirt cannot possibly hide from White King soap because those energetic suds penetrate deep down into the very heart of fabric fibers. Even those badly soiled dish towels and tablecloths, school togs and work clothes wash up clean as clean can be without extra rubbing and scrubbing. Gentle White King suds are wonderful for washing dishes, too, because they stand up when you cool the water down. Freely rinse away to leave dishes sparkling bright. And they're wonderfully kind to pretty hands. Once you've tried our soap for washing clothes or dishes, you're sure to say, I love White King. Frank Chandler has put his sister, Dorothy Regent, Betty, and Bob on the rattling little train for Paris, following her receipt of a counterfeit letter supposedly signed by Regent. But 2 hours later, in the snowy Balkan Mountains, the train is suddenly stopped. Bob makes a futile attempt to question the conductor, who indicates he speaks very little English. Finally, in the icy darkness, the Regents start laboriously through the deep snow toward the lights of a peasant house. Meanwhile, Chandler and Lupu the Gypsy have gone to a small dingy cafe on the edge of Lubova, the rendezvous of a group of Roxor's agents known as the Brothers of Jeopardy. Posing as an Englishman named Mallory and risking recognition and death, Chandler repeats the phrase he believes to be the password. The clock strikes five. The two are admitted to an unlighted inner room. It is now half an hour later. The room is filled with men, invisible to each other in the stifling blackness. Kondo, the magician.
In the absence of our leader, I am in authority. We begin.
Senor, where is Dimitri?
He will arrive soon.
I understand he's been delayed. Can't we proceed without him?
Un momento, por favor. I wish to have an understanding. I am not to be censured for my failure to bring the information from Istanbul.
We will be the judges of that, pan. You should know our leader does not excuse failures.
It was because of Chandler.
Brothers of Jeopardy have heard that excuse too many times.
Senores, I speak the truth. Permit me to light a candle so you may look into my eyes and know.
Juan Gomez, you know it is forbidden.
I tell you, he discovered me as I was about to enter the cellar room at the castle. There was a gypsy with him.
You were afraid of him. You ran away.
No. Together they tied me on the saddle of a horse the gypsy had brought. I have been living in the mountains in a gypsy camp. Oh, por todos los santos, when I see the face of Chandler, I will kill him.
You ask these brothers to believe you escaped from the gypsies and came back through the mountains alone?
Senor, there was a gypsy girl. I am not displeasing to ladies, you understand, eh? There was a marriage feast, and while the fires burned and the marriage cups were filled again and again, Maria and I slipped away. Maria.
Ladies have strange tastes, I know.
¿Cómo se atreve, señor?
Ivat, I will have
gentlemen,
you...
Gentlemen, surely we need not quarrel among ourselves. There's much to be done tonight.
Ah, no. It will be left to Dmitri to decide the future of this brother Gomez. Now, Pan Mallory, you shall begin.
Certainly. I have just come from Cairo. The affairs of the Brothers of Jeopardy are not going well there.
Chandler again!
Perhaps. And perhaps if you'd brought your information from Istanbul when it was needed, Gomez, these matters in the Near East would have been in order by now.
Sinvergüenza, canalla!
Hold your tongue. Prosim, Pan Mallory.
Is it permitted to ask if we are now to be directed personally by Roxor?
What is this? The name!
Pan Mallory! You know it is forbidden to speak that name.
But now that Dmitri is under arrest, why can't we...
Dmitri under arrest? How can this be?
I will tell you, gentlemen. I have information that he was taken into custody by soldiers just outside the gates of the American consulate.
Impossible.
By whose orders, Pan?
I don't know. Could Roxor have discovered that Dmitri wasn't to be trusted?
Impossible.
Senores, Chandler has arranged this in some way. He is a demon.
Gomez. I wonder Dmitri permitted you to become one of us.
Canalla! I will not be spoken to as if I were a worm. I will look upon all your faces and I will... See, I will protect myself by knowing who you are. All of you!
Put out the light.
Me! Chandler! This man is Chandler himself!
Not much farther, Mom. How are you doing?
Fine.
Phew.
The snow's not so deep here. Oh, my feet are freezing. But the rest of me's almost warm.
Oh, I know this is better than sitting in that cold train all night.
I'd sure like to know why it stopped here.
Oh, we should have been halfway to Paris by now.
Hey, we're here.
Stamp the snow off your feet before we go in.
Yeah, sure.
I just hope they'll let us come in.
There he is.
Why, who's that?
Nicholas.
Mrs. Regent. I didn't know you were coming with him.
Why,
Nicky, why are you here?
And Bob, my word.
Oh, my God.
I didn't expect you.
Come over to the fire. Oh, where's Mr. Chandler? Oh,
he's not with us.
What?
Well, whose house is this, Nicky?
It belongs to an old peasant woman. Oh. Mrs. Novak, my friends are here.
Dobre.
Will you bring them some of your good hot soup?
Oh, take off your shoes and stockings, Betty.
All right, Mother.
Oh, doesn't the fire feel good?
I'll push the bench up closer.
In one moment, there will be soup and bread for all.
Do sit down, Mrs. Regent. When will Mr. Chandler be here?
Oh, he's not coming, Nicky. We're on our way to Paris.
Not coming?
No. Hey, maybe you can find out why they stopped the train here. I could hardly understand what that conductor said.
Well, I'll go over and speak to him, Bob. I thought, of course, Mr. Chandler arranged for a special stop. I expected him yesterday.
You did? Why?
I had a message from him in the morning asking me to meet him here.
What?
Yes. When it began to snow, I was afraid he might not be able to get here. But I waited on the chance.
For Pete's sake. Oh, give me your shoes, Mom. I'll put them on the hearth.
Well, not too close to the fire, son.
Nicky! Didn't you think it was funny Uncle Frank would want you to come all this way when you were both right there in Lubova?
No, because... Well, I'd better not say just why I wasn't surprised.
Nicholas, whoever sent you that message, it wasn't my brother.
Your servant bought it, Mrs. Regent.
Not Lugos.
Well, certainly.
Why, he hasn't worked for us in a couple of weeks. Uncle Frank found out he was spying on us for Dmitri.
Good Lord. Then this is where Dmitri came to hide.
Oh, he's not around here anywhere now, Nicky.
Dmitri was arrested this afternoon, Nicholas.
Arrested? Why, I can't believe it. There's no one with enough authority to order it now that Jan Metzos is dead.
Roxor would.
Who?
Well, that's right, Nicky. And Uncle Frank said he was sure Roxor was in the country somewhere.
Roxor must have some reason for wanting you out of the way, Nicholas. Oh, I wish there was something we could do.
Before Jan Metzos took over, I could have ordered the train back to Lubova. No one would dare take orders from me now. But I say...
Oh, and there's no way on earth to get word to Frank. Nicky, is there a station here where I can send a telegram?
This village is just a cluster of peasant houses. Is this Roxor the man Mr. Chen has been looking for?
He sure is.
Oh, he's utterly ruthless, Nicholas. He'll stop at nothing.
I bet he told Aranier to burn the castle down. It would be just like him.
Now, look here. This is all over my head. I didn't know you'd had a fire at the castle.
Oh, you sure missed something. There's nothing left but the walls.
That's one reason we're going to Paris. We haven't any clothes but these.
I did think it was odd you weren't more warmly dressed. Oh, I'm so sorry. Well, the old castle gone.
Yeah. And Uncle Frank just barely got out.
Here is the soup. It will warm your stomach. The bread is fresh from the oven.
Oh, it looks wonderful. Thank you.
There is more when you have eaten this. Call me Frosin, my highness, and I will bring it.
Oh, soup. Oh, boy.
Nicky, she called you highness.
I often used to stop here on hunting trips when I was. Mrs. Regent, may I ask you something?
Why, of course.
Do you know what Mr. Chandler was planning for me?
No, but I don't think you should stay here another minute.
There's no way out of the village now. Besides, this man Roxor can't reach it.
Oh, you don't know him. If he's brought you here, he has agents here too somewhere. And I know he must have sent that message.
Hmm. Does he know you and Mr. Chandler are in the country? Oh, of course he does. He's the one who ordered Dimitri to kill your brother.
Well, that's out anyway.
Mrs. Regent, could he have known you were to take the train this afternoon?
Anyone could have known it. Why?
Oh, no, Mother. Remember how hard it was snowing? There wasn't one single person around.
The station agent, Stavlo.
Well, he was on duty, of course. But Frank only bought the tickets an hour before we left the consulate.
This Roxor must be using Mezzo's office. There's a telephone in it.
And ordered the train to stop here so we'd get off.
Oh, it's just like him, Mom. You know it is. First, he tells the station agent not to let Uncle Frank telephone or wire.
Oh, Bob.
Maybe Roxor even knew Uncle Frank was going to that Falcon place.
I'm going over and have a word with the engine driver and the guard.
Oh, Nicholas, don't go outside. You don't know who might be out there in the dark.
Oh, Mother, listen. The train's going.
Yeah. We're really stuck here now. But good.
Now, before we say goodnight, Chandu the magician has an exciting gift for all you ladies listening. The gift of a helpful washbook prepared for you by the makers of White King Soap. The name of this book is Washing Made Easy, and it is yours for the asking in exchange for just one White King Soap box top. Washing Made Easy is written just like a cookbook. It gives you rules and recipes for every type of wash day problem. It tells you exactly how much soap to use, how to overcome hard water problems, how to use and care for your automatic washing machine. And now this White King Wash Book is yours as a gift from Chandu the Magician in exchange for one White King Soap box top mailed to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. If you are having any wash day problems, send in the questions you would like answered by White King's staff of wash day experts. Mail in your questions and your White King soap box top to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. And remember, nothing washes like soap, and there's no soap like White King. Chandu the Magician is presented for your enjoyment every weekday evening. Special musical effects are by Corla Pandit. The makers of White King invite you to listen again Monday at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.